Guess who's back? Have you been feeling sad,
little blue, little down in the dumps?
Well, good, you should be. In the time of Ghaybat of the 12th Imam, the believers will be tearful. In fact, Imam Ridha has said, the most pious of believing men and women are those who are sorrowful for the time of flowing water. Imam al-Mahdi. He is the one who will fill the world with goodness. He is the one who will quench that thirst, that sorrow in the hearts of those who believe. If you're feeling depressed and sad and dejected, don't worry. In a world this bad, you'd have to be sick in the head not to be sad. You're not abnormal. In fact, you may well be one of the Shia of Imam al-Zaman and the best of people. In the Holy Quran, it says, say, have you considered, if your water should go down, who is it then that will bring you flowing water? According to Imam al-Sadiq, the flowing water in this verse means al-Mahdi. You're not sad, you're thirsty for the time of flowing waters. But remember, one is never to confuse that internal true sadness with external sadness. In Aqayid, we learn that the thing which breeds depression for a human is distancing oneself from one's purpose. And what's our purpose? What is your entire purpose in life? The Holy Quran says, and I have not created the jinn and the men except that they should serve me.
That's it?
That's it. But to serve Allah does not only mean to pray to Allah and supplicate to Him. That's a part of it, albeit a very important part. Serving Allah means to be generous with your soul, to be good and kind to the creations of Allah, to have taqwa, God consciousness, to love and to be loved, to struggle in the way of Allah. These are the things that make a human truly happy and tranquil from within, because your purpose in life is being fulfilled. Cheerfulness is very important in the religion of Islam. The Holy Prophet said, cheerfulness is one of the signs of the believer. He also said, meet your brother with a cheerful face. But you say to somebody, assalamu alaikum, brother. And he says, I say, brother, you're being stingy.
Stingy?
Stingy. Because you're not giving your brothers and sisters what they deserve. Imam Ali says, your cheerfulness shows the generosity of your soul. You might be giving that charity from your wallet, and you might even be feeding people from your own dinner table. But if you ain't being cheerful, then you're being stingy with your soul. Allah wants your soul to come alive, but people think that being cheerful means doing things like singing and dancing and haram stuff.
I wanna party. That's haram. This is haram. Everything's haram. What's there left to do?
I say, brother, you're being stingy.
Stingy?
Stingy. Loosen up a little. The divine laws and the deen have not come down to restrict you. They've come to set you free. Imagine a plane. In fact, don't imagine a plane. Here's a plane. For it to fly, it needs a runway which is without bumps, with straight borders to guide it so that it can truly soar in the skies. Imagine the pilot sitting inside said,
why is the road so straight? It's restricting me.
Such a person who thinks that cheerfulness and merrymaking is singing, dancing, and drinking is gonna end up one depressed person. You wanna be free? Imam Ali said, cheerfulness is the trait of the free. The cheerfulness of the believer is on his face. His strength is in his religion, and his sorrow lies in his heart. You gotta bury that sorrow deep inside and let people feel the love. So be generous
with your soul.
Be merry, be giving, have trust in Allah, and remember Him often to guard yourself against depression.
And remember,
verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Sorry for being gone so long, but don't worry, have no fear, we're back now. Inshallah, show your support for Islamic Pulse by sharing our videos far and wide. You never know who you might inspire.